Okay, Adam knew his wife again. She bore a son and called his name Seth. For God, she said, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of Yahuwah. Chapter 5 of Genesis. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them. And basically what we have here is we're changing again. The narrative is different. I believe it's penned. Of course, our Heavenly Father, he wrote the word. It was compiled as the word of God. But the hand that holds the pen is what changes. The wonderful thing about his word is that it is consistent throughout 66 books in almost as many authors, or perhaps almost as many authors. I don't know exactly. I guess that would be another study. And I don't believe anyone knows exactly how many different authors we have here. But we have at least two, if not three, different authors here. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day that they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his own image and called his name Seth. Adam is 130 years old when Seth is born. In 130 years, having children, multiple births, I mean, Eve was a healthy woman, even if she only had single births, but we're not told here, and I don't see any reason why. I mean, if the command is to be fruitful and multiply, and multiple births is the norm, really, in society, I mean, in the animal kingdom, multiple births are the norm, and certainly a man and a woman are equipped to have multiple births. I mean, every time a man, you know, engages a woman, he has multiple seed, way more, you know, millions times. If a dozen or a half a dozen could be planted at one time, the woman has two breasts, so she's at least equipped to comfortably take two at one time. But she can do up to more, especially if she's the healthiest and most perfect woman that was ever made, which in her offspring, which are, you know, only one step down genetically. So you're going from genetically perfect, the genetically perfect Adam and Eve and their children, the seed, you know, the gene pool is not being corrupted very much here. So they have this ability to fill the earth. And they're doing it, you know, basically we know they're doing it because, and then they're having grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-grandchildren. And even if the children waited till they were 15, you know, the girls waited till they were 15. Well, if you go, every 15 years, you have a whole new generation and a whole new branch to the family of man. Do the math. You know, you get the idea that there are a lot of people on the earth, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, by the time this 130 years is up. I don't know, perhaps not millions, but perhaps hundreds of thousands by the time that this, I haven't done the math, I haven't charted it out, but I'm sure that somebody could do that. Anyone want to volunteer? When you get that work done, email it to me and we'll discuss it on the air. But it's really not that important. The fact is that we understand that this is what happened, you know, and then we aren't going like those idiots out there. Where did Cain get his wife? See, the Bible's not true. I'm an atheist. Ha ha ha. See, think I'm real tricky. You know, Cain couldn't have got a wife because, you know, they have no understanding. They're just, opening their mouth. You know, it's like the proverb says, the saying goes that you know, keep your mouth shut, and, you know, why open your mouth and erase all doubt about your being a fool. Something like that. It goes much easier than that, but anyway. Let's continue in the genealogy. Male and female, okay, we got there. And the days of Adam after he had begot Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. Okay, he lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his own image. So what's going on here? In his own likeness and after his own image and called his name Seth? Wow. We know that Enoch was not after his likeness and after his own image. What's the difference? Adam is walking in faith. Anyone who thinks, and I know there's a guy that used to be on the network here, that believed that Adam and Eve were in hell. That's right. Adam and Eve were in hell. I couldn't believe that for a minute. I would be very disappointed that the first man and woman were condemned forever. No, they were the first members of the ecclesia. They accepted the sacrifice. They were looking forward. And here's the proof here. They were looking forward to the lineage, to the seed, the promised seed of the Redeemer. Lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness, a righteous man. His name was Seth. This was Seth from whom the promised Redeemer would come. The promised Redeemer would only come through a righteous seed. So from Adam through Seth all the way to Christ, we only have righteous seed. We have men and women that chose by faith a life of obedience. We have only members of the ecclesia, the church, people who lived in the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. That's the lineage of Christ. People who chose obedience over disobedience. They stepped out of that disobedience and chose obedience. That's the lineage of our Messiah, at least in the flesh. Because as it is now, for those that are in the ecclesia, we are not to marry outside of the ecclesia. So it was, and it was demonstrated in the flesh, in national Israel. And that's the difference, really. You had national Israel, but you had what was called the remnant, referred to as the remnant, who did not bow the knee to Baal or images created by men. The remnant, those that were members of the ecclesia, those who chose by faith a life of obedience. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. Chapter 5, verse 5. And all the 8 days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 807 years. And he begot sons and daughters. Now the focus changes here to the lineage, to the promised seed, the seed that would bring forth the Redeemer. That's the lineage we're looking at now. Nothing else is important. Everyone else is going to perish in the flood, those that don't die. And am I saying that no one outside that seed walked in faith, chose a life of obedience by faith? No, I'm not saying that. That is not written. It is most likely that a lot of people did choose a life of faith by obedience. They were holding church. The sacrifice was being taught, and there were those that chose. But the focus here now is on this lineage leading up to Noah, because Noah and his family are the only ones that are going to live through the flood. So let's continue. Enos lived 90 years and begot Canaan. And of course, this is a different Cain. Canaan would be a more correct pronunciation. And Enos lived, after he begot Canaan, 815 years, and begot sons and daughters. So we have a lot of begotting sons and daughters going on here. The population of the earth is certainly in the millions very quickly. All the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalaleel. And Canaan lived after he begot Mahalaleel 840 years, and he begot sons and daughters. Okay, so, and another thing we have to look at, and if any of you have been listening to this network very long, you've run across the program Creation Science Evangelism with Kent Hovind. Sorry about the pause there, just other things going on in the studio. And he has a theory, the Hovind theory, he calls it. I like the Hovind theory. And I've listened to his, you know, his material over and over and over again. Been listening to it for 10 years now, or longer, perhaps. And, of course, we discussed this briefly as we were going through the Genesis chapter 1, how the water, there was water below the firmament, and there was water above the firmament. The Hovind theory says that the water above the firmament was ice, because it never rained. So they didn't have rain clouds like we have, but a dew went up. A mist went up from the ground and watered the face of the earth. It was a little different. The water above, according to the Hovind theory, was clear ice. So clear that they could see through it, and perhaps it even magnified the heavens so that when they looked up, they could clearly see the star. That would be fantastic. I love it. Anyway. And it is only a theory. It is only a speculation, but it's one of those revelations that seems to hold a lot of water, so to speak. Anyway, Canaan lived 70 years, begot Mahalaleel. Canaan lived after he begot Mahalaleel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalaleel lived 65 years and begot Jared. And Mahalaleel lived after he begot Jared 830 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalaleel were 890 years and 5 years, and he died. And Jared lived 160 and 2 years and begot Enoch. This is the different Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters, and all the days of Jared were 960 and 2 years, and Enoch lived 60 and 5 years, and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah, and after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not. That's all it says, and he was not. It doesn't say he died. A little different. He could have lived to be 900 years like Methuselah. But he was not. For God took him. Just took him. And Methuselah lived, wow. Just have to pause. He took him. He walked with God, and he was not. For God took him. What a testimony. And Methuselah, and you know, there's this book of Enoch out there, and I do not believe for a minute that this is the same Enoch that wrote that book. I've read the book of Enoch. I understand my spirit does not bear witness with that book. It does not bear witness with the Word of God that we have. So I do not accept it as the Word of God. I accept it as a creation of men afterwards. It is just not right. And a lot of people have read that, and looked into it, and they like it, and they like the things that it says. And I believe that they get carried off into fables by that. Certainly, I've read a lot of those works just out of curiosity, just to search them out for myself. So I read the Book of Jasher. It's not the Word of God. But I believe the Book of Jasher is a genuine historical work written by the fathers, the patriarchs. It was a chronology or a journal, perhaps. I would say it was a journal of the patriarchs, the Book of Jasher. But the Book of Enoch, just very difficult. like I said, the Spirit doesn't bear witness with me that it is his word, that it is genuinely of this man Enoch. Perhaps it was of the other Enoch, the son of Cain. Maybe I would go for that, but why the righteous Noah would have allowed it on the ark, I don't know. I believe actually it was created afterwards as a forgery by the serpent, the seed of the serpent. And Methuselah, Enoch walked with God. He was not, for God took him. This one's mine. I'm taking him. The blood is applied. I mean, immediately. Enoch is like those that will be alive when the trump sounds, those that are alive and remain, and they'll just be taken. They'll be taken because of the time that they're in. But Enoch was just taken for the Creator had his own reasons. Okay, blood applied. We're just rapturing you up, if we want to use the term rapture. Yeah, Enoch was raptured. Of course, we know the word rapture is in the Bible, but it's that catching away. Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father, just took him. He just took him away, and he was changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Of course, he had to be changed. That mortal had to put on immortality, and he chose to take him for his own reason. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died. And everyone says, well, Methuselah lived longer than anyone else. Well, we don't know that. What we do know, I mean, this is the truth, people. Okay, we do know that Methuselah lived longer than anyone else in recorded history that we have a record of. 969 years, and he died. That's what we know. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son. Now, going through this genealogy, you go, well, when is it going to be over? And, you know, why do we care how long they lived? Well, okay, you can chart this genealogy, which I have done, which many people have done. And you learn what year it is. You learn how long it was until the flood. And I should bring that chart. I'll bring that with me, at least by the time we get to Noah. Oh, we're getting to Noah right now, so maybe I won't bring it by the time. Maybe I'll look for it during a break here. So he lived 182 years and begot a son and called his name Noah. And that's Lamech, the son of Methuselah, begot Noah. And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which Yahuwah hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, 770 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Wow, here's a 500-year-old man, and I'm sure he had perhaps had sons and daughters. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. It doesn't tell us whether he had other sons and daughters. It's most likely that he did. But he had Shem, Ham, and Japheth after 500 years old. Again, the purpose of the genealogy. One, it traces the lineage of Christ, the promised seed of the Redeemer, back to Adam and Eve. It also dates the creation for us. Yes. And that's how we know. If you believe the Word of God, and I know many people say they believe the Word of God, but they believe in gap theories and they believe the earth is 10 or 12,000 years old or millions of years old, but they're not really believing the Word of God. Because if they believed it, well, they would follow this genealogy and all of the genealogies after it that bring us up to historical events which we can follow, and they would have to recognize that from the time of Adam, who the genealogy goes back to, and you add 6 days to that, because Adam was created on the 6 days, So we're dating the universe, the heaven and the earth as we know it. And we have to come to the conclusion, if we believe this book, though we're ridiculed by the world and by all the unbelievers, they love to do that. And why do they love to ridicule us? Because they believe a lie. And the world believes a lie. Why? Well, it's been demonstrated so far up to this point that most people will choose disobedience. And we'll see it demonstrated through the sons of Noah and through the children of Israel, that most people will choose disobedience, that the ecclesia will always be a remnant, even of those who call themselves the church. The ecclesia, the called out ones, the ones who are called and choose to follow the call. Everybody's called, I believe. At some time in their life, they're called to a life of obedience, but they choose disobedience. They don't answer the call. But we can trace back through the genealogies and come to the conclusion that the creation as we know it, dating back to Adam and adding 6 days, if that's important enough for you. I'm not sure that I know exactly what day it is or even what year, but I can, by faith, I believe that we have the year nailed down, and everybody's interested in what year it really is. And most people don't agree with me, even in the church. But in the ecclesia, in the ones that are called out, doing the study themselves, perhaps would come to the same conclusion that I've come to. That, yes, we haven't reached the 6,000th year yet. And when we do reach the 6,000th year, and it's the year 7,000 or 6,001, all right, the year 6,001 will be the first year of the seventh millennia. Because 6,000 years have passed. 6 millennia have passed. We haven't reached that point yet. And this calendar by men out here, the year 2000, nothing, has nothing to do with it. I believe that we have several hundred years to go before we reach the end of the 6 millennia and the year 6001 from Adam. And we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Don't go anywhere.